You should join us tonight.
You will witness a miracle.
Do you still think you're a star?
Stop it.
Is it me or is it getting a bit choppy?
Thanks for coming in.
We lived here.
I never forgot it.
I'm fine to walk, honestly.
We're not secret partners.
Enjoy the rest of the concert.
Movie news.
Kiva.
We'll see who gets the last laugh.
With Gareth Daly.
Whoa.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. We are starting with some interesting casting news today.
I like the sound of the casting of this film. Lily Gladstone and Sharon Stone have joined Marc Maron in a Oscar-orientated indie comedy called In Memoriam. Mm-hmm. So Rob Burnett, a comedy sort of high flyer who was once the head writer and executive producer of The Late Show with David Letterman, has penned this script and is directing the feature, which is currently in production in Los Angeles. Now, this script tells the story of a veteran Hollywood actor being played by Maron, who becomes obsessed with securing a spot in the Oscars In Memoriam montage.
After,
yeah, it's slightly dark as well,
yes,
though, after he receives a terminal cancer diagnosis. But his campaigning leads to a heartfelt journey of self-exploration. In the movie, Gladstone is going to play his therapist, while Sharon Stone is going to play his ex-wife, who was once a major movie star. Judy Greer also stars in the movie. I like the sounds of it. It sounds like a good premise for a movie. Sharon Stone's busy. She's next going to appear alongside Bob Odenkirk in Nobody 2. This is the sequel to the action thriller. While Gladstone next stars in Charlie Kaufman's adaptation of The Memory Police for director Reed Morano, as well as The Wedding Banquet, which is a remake of Ang Lee's 1993 romantic comedy.
Very good. Glad to hear Sharon Stone is busy, because I heard an interview with her recently where, you know, the work had dried up a little, and she's a very talented actress. So
she's great.
We look forward to seeing her in those. Some more casting news. We're going to Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, he's reportedly in talks to play the iconic fairy tale love interest for the upcoming Prince Charming film at Disney. Now, we don't know if this is going to be a live action or an animated film at the moment. They're keeping the sort of details of that under wraps. But what they do have is a very good director, Paul King, who you would know from doing Wonka and indeed Paddington 2, is involved to direct and has co-wrote the script as well. Filming is likely to take place at the back half of 2025 after Hemsworth completes work on filming Extraction 3. He's actually next going to be seen in a movie called Crime 101, which is based on the Don Winslow penned short story, and he stars in that alongside Halle Berry, Barry Keoghan and Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, wow. That's quite a cast as well. Now, we have an actor who's heading behind the camera, Colman Domingo. We saw him more recently in Sing Sing. So what is he heading to do?
Yeah, so he's going to have his directorial debut on a feature called Scandalous. And this is set up at Miramax. It's set in 1957. So the project is set to star Sydney Sweeney as the famed Vertigo actress Kim Novak.
Oh.
And also David Johnson, who's recently in Alien Romulus. He's going to play singer, dancer, actor and original Rat Pack member Sammy Davis Jr.
Okay.
So the pair met at the peak of their star power while they were guests on the Steve Allen Show, and they fell hard for each other. But as rumours spread about their sort of covert affair, racism then threatened to derail their careers. So 9 days after a detailed account of their relationship was published, Davis went on to actually went on to marry a black chorus girl. So sounds like a great project. Sydney Sweeney is involved in putting it together because she's going to co-produce the project. And for Domingo, it's an excellent project to jump behind the camera and direct after his acclaimed turns in the likes of Rustin and Sing Sing.
Very good. So that is called Scandalous. Now, we have been talking quite a bit because there's huge anticipation about this John Williams documentary heading for Disney Plus. What's the latest on it?
Yeah, so they've launched this during the week. There has been premiere screenings of it. Ron Howard and Steven Spielberg got up to do the introduction to the premiere. Not a bad intro for it. But then, like, the maestro himself needs a serious contender to intro him. And Steven Spielberg was really interesting in the introduction because he talked about screening one of his movies to an audience without music to showcase to them, I suppose, how good of a composer John Williams is. Take a listen to his intro here.
I would take a scene that they know, perhaps the opening sequence from Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, and I would play it for the audience of 1,000 people with no music, only sound effects and Foley and some dialogue, and that's it. And the opening of that movie is about 4 minutes long, And when you see the opening of Indiana Jones, The Last Crusade, without music, that 4 minutes feels like 14 minutes. It's full of action. You should be entertained, but it just drags. Then, John's at the podium, we run that 4 minutes again, John brings down the baton, and that 4 minutes suddenly feels like a minute and a half. And that is the miracle of film scoring, and that is the consistent miracle of John Williams and what he has brought to all of our movies and how he's elevated them and brought them out to all of you, where often you might even leave a film that John Williams has scored, and a week later you may forget the film, but you will never forget the music.
Yeah, that's Steven Spielberg talking about the amazing effect that John Williams' music has on his films. It's true, you know, Gareth, I mean, I saw him before talking about, you know, when the bikes fly in E.T. and if you play that without the music, it's a complete non-event. It's so funny.
Unbelievable, yeah. Isn't it? It just goes to show you. And like you said, you know, the difference it has made to so many movies. Really looking forward to that documentary. It's called Music by John Williams. It's going to be on Disney Plus and it's out next Friday.
Oh, that's a good one to look forward to. Now, Robert Pattinson, what is he up to?
He's very busy and he's set to produce and potentially star in filmmaker Lance Oppenheim's first scripted feature film called Primetime. The film centres on a journalist who takes on the underbelly of crime in a unique way and sort of changes television forever. The film reportedly draws inspiration from the iconic 2000 reality TV show To Catch a Predator, in which the host Chris Hansen was involved in sting operations. So Pattinson has a deal to produce, not yet to star, but I suspect he might, but Oppenheim will direct and executive produce. Filming is expected to take place early next year. We can look forward to seeing Robert Pattinson, obviously, in Mickey 17, which will be out next year. And he's going into filming The Batman Part 2 as well.
Very good. You've Star Wars news for us.
Yeah, I do. And it's not great news because... They're planning to do a Rey film. So this is Daisy Ridley's character. And they were hoping to do a sort of follow-on after the events of the 2019 film, The Rise of Skywalker. Stephen Knight had signed up to write the script for this, but it seems he has departed on the project now. He had signed up back in 2023. He indeed replaced original screenwriters Damon Lindelof and Justin Britt Gibson at the time. So now Lucasfilm are actively trying to find new writers for it. The story is set to chronicle Rey's effort to start a new Jedi Academy, but the delay now likely means that production won't start on this until well into 2025.
Okay, a little bit of time to wait on that one. What trailer have you picked for us?
Okay, so take a listen to this. This is an action film, starts off a little bit gentle, but you can feel the build in it. This is called Love Hurts.
Hello!
Morning, Marvin!
Every day is an opportunity to change your life. Good morning! Do you think I just woke up one day as a top-selling realtor?
You won the Regional Realtor of the Year Award. Congratulations.
No, I had to work for it and stop becoming who I wanted to be.
Aw.
Hiding and living. Not feeling great all of a sudden.
We've been looking for you. Marvin Gable. I thought a has-been killer like yourself would be scarier.
Who are you?
We work with your brother. He brought us in to find you. After you let Rose go.
Where's the girl? Where's the money?
Tell my brother to back off.
Yes, Gareth, that is Love Hurts. Tell us more.
Kiwi Kwan starring here, the Oscar winner, taking the lead role here. Ariana DeBose starring as well. This one is about a realtor who's pulled back into the life he left behind after his former partner in crime resurfaces with an ominous message. And with his crime lord brother also on his trail, he must confront his past and the history he never fully buried. It's a full-on action film. The producers of Nobody are behind it as well. Take a look at the trailer for it. It looks quite fun, but it's out February of next year.
And that is Love Hurts. Let's look at cinema releases this weekend. Quite a few goodies actually this weekend. Let's start with the new one from Almodovar. This is a little clip from The Room Next Door, starring Julianne Moore and Tilda Swinton.
The snow was falling, falling faintly through the universe and faintly falling on all the living and the dead. Ingrid, Do you think I need to say goodbye to my closest friends?
I think you should do whatever you want to do.
I will not go out in mortifying anguish.
Ah! I don't know what to say.
I'm hoping you'll say yes.
Yes to what?
You're gonna need a lawyer.
No, this is an absolute secret. I'll sleep with my door open, and the day that you find it closed is the day it's already happened.
Yeah, that is Pedro Almodóvar's first English language feature, The Room Next Door, Garrett.
Always an interesting filmmaker, right? Tilda Swinton stars as Martha, whose strained relationship with her mother fractures completely when a misunderstanding drives them apart. Julianne Moore, as you said, plays the mutual friend Ingrid, who sees both sides of the rift. John Turturro, excellent actor, also starring here as well.
Yeah, Almodóvar gathering the very best, no doubt about it. I'm a big Almodóvar fan. I enjoyed it. I thought it was perfectly paced. Just a sort of a telling of a study between two friends, a study of life and death. And you just can't take your eyes off Tilda Swinton and Julianne Moore. Beautifully told, looks gorgeous. Won't be for everyone, I would say, but a big winner at the Venice Film Festival, winner of the Golden Lion, and that is The Room Next Door. We also have Emilia Perez.
Yeah, you talk about big winners. We're definitely moving into the space now where a lot of these films, there's potential for the acting categories here. And with this film, it certainly has caught a bit of buzz at this stage. This is set in Mexico. A lawyer receives an unexpected offer to help a feared cartel boss retire from his business and disappear forever by becoming the woman he's always dreamed of being. Carla Sophie Gasson, Selena Gomez and Zoe Saldana starring in this and all getting rave reviews for their performances.
Yeah, absolutely. The big in Cannes. This was, as you say, it's all the prize-winning movies coming up, but the four actors, the ensemble, all sharing the Best Actress Award and as well as the jury prize at Cannes. And do you know what? This is one that won't be for everyone, but it's certainly a unique film. It sort of defies genre and expectations. There's singing and dancing in the mix. It's quite a dark storyline, but following these four remarkable women in Mexico, each sort of pursuing their own happiness and quite a cast indeed. That is Emilia Perez. A few more to mention?
Yeah, we do. We have Venom, The Last Dance. So if you like Tom Hardy in the role of Eddie and indeed Venom on the run, hunted by both their worlds and with the net closing in, the duo are forced into a devastating decision. Chiwetel Ejiofor, Stephen Graham and Juno Temple also starring in Venom, The Last Dance. We've got The Front Room as well. This is about a pregnant university lecturer becomes suspicious of her stepmother-in-law's intentions in a sort of unsettling psychological horror film. Catherine Hunter, Brandy Norwood and Andrew Burnap starring there. Two documentaries to briefly mention as well. Dahomey, this is the journey of 26 plundered royal treasures from the Kingdom of Dahomey exhibited in Paris, now been returned. And then Mark Cousins directs A Sudden Glimpse to Deeper Things. This is exploring the pivotal 1949 experience atop a Swiss glacier that reshaped British modernist painter Wilhelmina Barnes Graham's artistic perspective for decades to come. And as I said, that's directed by Mark Cousins.
Very good. What TV movie have you picked for us?
This is a very solid crime Irish drama and really good cast in it as well. Douglas Armstrong has become a feared enforcer for the drug-dealing Devers family while also trying to be a good father. And torn between these two families, Arm's loyalties are tested when he's asked to kill for the first time. Mentioned a great cast led by Cosmo Jarvis, Barry Keoghan also starring in it, as well as Niamh Algar. The movie is called Calm with Horses. It's on RT1 tonight at 10:25.
Yeah, serious cast there. That's Calm with Horses, RT1 tonight, 10:25. Garrett, thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.